You're listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks, your source for centered and focused play therapy coaching.
Hi, I'm Dr. Brenna Hicks, the Kid Counselor. This is the Play Therapy Podcast, where you get a masterclass in child-centered play therapy and practical support and application for your work with children and their families. In today's episode, we are continuing in the CCPT Mindset series. We are talking through the myth of the therapeutic agenda today. Essentially, how even good intentions can derail us and deviate from the model. So we're going to dive into that, but I want to share kind of an exciting announcement. I am partnering with APPTA, for those of you that do not know what that stands for. That's the Australasia Pacific Play Therapy Association. They actually are the ones that invited me to speak in Australia last fall. They are doing a webinar on stateside June 20th. If you are in Australia and that part of the world, it will be on Saturday. And we are going to talk through technology and devices inside and outside of the playroom. In other words, how are devices and technology and screen use impacting children in and out of the playroom? How we can notice when children might be overexposed, what we can share with parents, the science behind what has come out in research about how dangerous and damaging it is. Really going to be a deep dive into all things related to kids and technology. So in the States, it will be on Friday night, June 20th at 10 p.m. Eastern. I know, I'm staying up late to do this, y'all. I mean, I stay up late anyway, but I was like, I'm going to do a webinar at 10 p.m. Oh my word. Anyway, so it will be 7 p.m. Pacific on Friday, and then 8 and 9 and 10, depending on where you are in the States. But if you are an Aussie, a Kiwi, if you're in Hong Kong, it will be Saturday morning afternoon for you all. So just wanted to let you know, if you want to sign up, there will be a link in the show notes. And for us, as the conversion rate is different, it will be $39 for you all to attend. And it will be an hour and a half webinar for $39. So it's actually a really good deal. And for my Kiwis, Aussies, those in Asia, I'm actually going to be doing a Saturday Your Time event, which is kind of exciting because you usually don't get me on the weekends. So really excited about that. Huge thank you to APPTA for giving me the opportunity. And I think we're going to be partnering to do more webinars like that. So I'll keep you all posted on that. But June 20th, 10 p.m. Eastern, and we'll give you the link to sign up if y'all are interested. Okay, so when we're talking through the myth of the therapeutic agenda, you know, last week we talked about the want to help. This week we're talking about this subtle but very pervasive notion that therapists need to accomplish something, and I'm air quoting that, in sessions. And that can be helping a child, quote, open up. It can be helping a child gain insight. It can be helping them work through something. And I'm kind of air quoting all of those things because we really need to reframe those very well-intended therapeutic agendas as remnants of directive pull. And what we're really wanting to do is provide the environment and the relationship, essentially the time, the tools, and the opportunity for the child to do the work that the child needs to do. We have to trust, we have to be present, and we have to let the child lead. So at any point, if we feel like we need to, quote, accomplish something, we're now outside of CCPT, and therein lies the myth, because the agenda derails us. So often these are statements that we will hear. We either say them ourselves or we will hear them. Well, I really want the child to work through this, whatever that this is. Or I hope there's a breakthrough today. Or I just need them to understand, fill in the blank. And they sound gentle, and they sound compassionate, and they make sense. But they're agendas. And in CCPT, there is never a destination. There is only presence. There's only being with. There's only allowing the child to self-actualize. So if we recognize those things as agendas, I want to dive a little bit deeper into maybe more practical definition. Any goal that we might have, any hope that we have or any outcome that we are shooting for that we bring into the session. Now, we may not be aware that we bring those in. Often, I think this is probably unconscious. Sometimes maybe they're conscious. I really hope, or my goal is, whatever. But I think often it's unconscious. So how many times have we thought, man, I want this kid to process this trauma? Or I really hope that there's some kind of progress so that I can talk to parents about this. Or maybe I can lead the child just a little bit so that they'll get some insight or emotional connection or something. Here's what happens when we think those. Well-intended and understandable. But as soon as we think or say any of those things, we have an agenda and that puts us ahead of the child. CCPT meets the child exactly where they are. We're always walking side by side on the path in CCPT. We're never ahead of the child. Never. But an agenda will always put us ahead of the child, and we're pulling the child. We're tugging the child. We're trying to bring the child. We're trying to drag them. We're trying to move them. That's not CCPT. And these very subtle agendas get us off center. And essentially, if we begin tracking a goal, for example, is the child becoming less aggressive? Is the child getting in trouble less at school? Is the child having tantrums less? Is the child not getting notes home every day? If we're tracking a goal, that's an agenda. If we are disappointed when something doesn't happen, if we're disappointed that a child didn't change their play, if we're disappointed that a child refused to come back to the playroom for the fourth week in a row, if we're disappointed that we got another email from parents about what happened at school, that's an agenda. And if we even gently are steering the process in any way, this is really important, it introduces pressure. Often it's unspoken, often it's invisible, but it's felt by the child. There's no longer freedom. There's no longer autonomy. There's no longer permissiveness. It's pressure. And we would never come out and say anything that would make the child feel pressured. We would never want the child to feel pressured. But though even those, quote, well-intended agendas, it shifts our focus from being with to doing to the child. It's not the doing to attitudes, it's the be with attitudes. Why? I'm here, I hear you, I understand, I care, and I delight in you. Those cannot coexist with pressure. Non-directivity cannot coexist with pressure. Child-centeredness cannot coexist with pressure. And here's the beauty of Landreth's writing. Here's the beauty of the model, as it has been eloquently stated many times. Our presence is the intervention. It's not a plan. It's not pressure. It's not purpose. It's our presence. Our presence is the intervention. It's the relationship. We know this. We talk about this all the time. It's never about a plan. So why do we get caught in this trap? Why do we even unconsciously sometimes have this stuff swirling around, or maybe even we say or think or feel these things? I would argue it's because there's temptation for this. Here's what I mean. First of all, if we have this stuff in our heads, it makes us feel like we're trying to be effective. Well, I can't just do nothing. I can't just sit back and say nothing. I can't just wait this out. I need to feel like I'm effective in some way. It will often ease anxiety about unknown outcomes. And it will almost inevitably satisfy pressure from parents or teachers or school staff or agencies, sometimes supervisors, coworkers, colleagues, there's pressure that we're getting from external sources. And it will satisfy the pressure if we lean into the temptation for an agenda. And I think finally, and maybe more often than not, it creates the illusion of control for us. I cannot tell you the number of emails that I've gotten, the number of calls that I've had, the number of conversations over the course of the collective and coaching and things like that, where people say, so I used to be fill in the blank, eclectic, integrative, CBT, ABA, whatever. So background, very anti-theoretical to CCPT. So for this amount of time, I was whatever the model was. And I was just frustrated. I didn't have a clue what was going on. I felt like there were never the gains that I was hoping for. I just felt like I was floundering. And then I started fully CCPT. And I just said, okay, with this kid, from the very beginning, I'm going to be all in CCPT. And I saw it. And I watched it. And I witnessed it. And all of a sudden, there were outcomes. And all of a sudden, there was progress. And all of a sudden, we were making gains. And all of a sudden, things were changing. And I was seeing the shifts. And you want to know what boggles my mind, y'all? The phrase that I hear over and over and over again is, and everything you said was going to happen started happening, end quote. And I have never once, I'm being really transparent here, not like I'm ever anything else, but this, I've never even said this out loud before. I have never once said anything in the collective, on the coaching, on the podcast, in any of my speaking, I've never said anything. This is exactly what you can expect when you do CCPT. Never. Every session is different. Every kid is different. I have never once said, here's your list. Here's a checklist. Here's what you're going to notice. Here's what's going to happen. And you can just follow this step by step. That's not how it works. So when I hear that phrase, and everything you said was going to happen started happening, and I was like, whoa, this works. Y'all, everything I've said that's going to happen is the model. There was no projection. There was no magic ball. I don't have psychic powers. I'm not foreseeing things in the playroom. All I ever did was talk about the model. And when you do this, this is the outcome. When we remain adherent, we know this will happen. It's the model. And we get so caught up in wanting to have an agenda. And therapists have felt so discouraged because they didn't, quote, get anywhere in session. First of all, if you're trying to, quote, get somewhere, that's an agenda. Sorry to call that out, but let's just call a spade here. If we're like, man, I just felt like I wasn't getting anywhere, you had an agenda. And now all of a sudden, when you're all in CCPT and you are fully adherent to the model and you trust the process, you trust the child, you trust the model, all of a sudden, there's no agenda and things start happening. And it's not exactly like I said. I just taught you the model. This is so beautiful in the most spectacular way because CCPT is different than every other approach. Why? Because it trusts the child's internal process. It believes that they will express what they're ready to express. They will move through what they need to. They will lead us where they want to go. And it will be when they're able to do it. If we trust all of the things we have to trust, ourselves, the child, the model, and the process, they will do the work at their pace, in their way. It will naturally unfold. And all our job is, yes, is presence, but we're going to witness. We get a front row seat. What a gift that is. We get to witness it. We reflect. We unconditionally accept them. And we wait. We're not rushing. We're not redirecting. We're not doing anything. We trust everything that needs to be trusted. And we remain adherent and things happen. So how can you catch hidden agendas, maybe. So if you're if you're thinking through this and you're like, okay, so what do I need to be careful of? Or what do I need to caution against? Here are some common signs as I would identify them that maybe there's a hidden agenda, maybe even unconsciously, you're not even aware. Maybe if you feel frustrated or disappointed after a session. Now, feeling exhausted after a session, different story. Feeling overwhelmed after a session, emotional after a session, exhausted, whatever. That's not the same thing. But if you feel frustrated or disappointed, that's likely a hidden agenda. If you feel the urge to move things along, push the pace a little bit, get things moving, probably a hidden agenda. If you reflect something or say something to the child, hoping that it will provoke something deeper to emerge, or it will move them into a different kind of play, or it will give them some kind of perspective that you think they need, likely hidden agenda. Or, and this is a big one, maybe you share a session summary with a parent in a consultation and it sounds like justification. Likely agenda. So here are some phrases that maybe you need to safeguard against. I was trying to get him or her to, or I wanted him or her to realize, know, see, understand. I think this behavior probably is. Those are subtle control statements, and they're not adherent to the model. So let's kind of summarize this so that we can put a bow here. Be mindful that as a CCPT, you are not a guide for the child. You're not guiding them anywhere. You serve as guardrails. You are a grounded presence. You are their fellow sojourner, if you will, but you are not guiding anything. Your role is never to engineer anything. It's to observe. And this is probably how it'll all settle. CCPT requires an act of radical trust. Radical trust. Remember the Yuri Bronfenbrenner quote that said, every child needs an adult that has an irrational love for that kid? Similar concept here. To be CCPT, it is an act of radical trust. Almost irrational. Groundbreaking, mind-bending, crazy levels of trust. It's not agenda-driven. We say, I believe in this. I believe in you. I'm just going to have radical trust in this. When it doesn't seem to make sense, when it seems slow, when it seems that we're going nowhere, when it seems like we're never going to have a breakthrough, when it seems like this kid's resistance is the biggest you've ever seen, when you're on week 8 of room rec, when parents are saying they're going to bail and take the kid to CBT, when fill in the blank, any scenario, CCPT requires an act of radical trust. So to be mindful of the myth of the agenda, even if you have a soft or a gentle one, it's a deviation. So start noticing where you hold maybe even subtle expectations for what a session should look like or what should happen in a session or what the child needs to do or think or feel. And here's a wrap-up thought. Your worth as a CCPT is never measured by what happens in the playroom. It's measured by your willingness to stay present in what is. Let me say that again. Your worth as a CCPT is never measured by what happens in the playroom. It's measured by your willingness to stay present in what is. Whatever it is, you just sit in the pocket of it and you trust it. That's all that's required of us. We don't have to have an agenda. It is exhausting. I've had therapists share that with me too, how exhausting it was to always be guiding the ship, always be steering everything, always be coming up with what activity was going to be done and what was going to be said and how we were going to teach this and what mindfulness activity we were going to do and what needed to be introduced so that we could blah, blah, blah. That is exhausting. Stay present in what is. That's it. Be with. We are CCPT. I hope that that encourages you. Hope that it inspires you. Catch yourself if you have a tendency to kind of veer in those directions. We don't want to say that I have to help kids. We also don't want to have a hidden agenda. Next week, we're going to talk about ways that we try to sneak or subtly weave in teaching into sessions. Because that happens a lot too, y'all. So, all right. I love y'all. It was great to be with you. We'll talk again soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Play Therapy Podcast with Dr. Brenna Hicks. For more episodes and resources, please go to www.playtherapypodcast.com.